home, I'm not doing nothing around.
Yeah, as I went on about, that what I do is, with days like this, because you can never guarantee if they're going to be dry, wet or what, so I watch if it rains. If it doesn't, they're virtually dry when I fetch them in. So that's what I've been doing. I don't know his t-shirts, whose? That one's mine. So that's what I've been doing. I fetch them all in, stick them on the clothes off, so they're all out five while I'm on Lollipop, and then I nip to the shop, and when I come in within half an hour, they're all bone dry. It's easy. It's one way to do it, isn't it? Not a thing. Fetch them in at 3:30. But if they're dry, I just fold them up and put them away anyway. I'm just transferring socks. So, how come you managed to sleep in again?
It's 3 hours up.
You were up?
I didn't want to get some cup of coffee, I just didn't have the go-go.
You didn't?
I wouldn't like it. I didn't fit, I felt wide awake, but I was tired.
Yeah. So you thought, nah, I'm not going, I'm stopping at home. Third time that's been in the washer since Christmas Day. I'm tired and well. And that's only because last twice I didn't grab it.
Where is his lordship anyway?
I haven't the foggiest idea.
I don't keep track anymore. Let him get on with it. See ya. How come Dave's on?
What?
How come Dave's on? I thought he says he was working on them Makes Care.
Which one?
Makes Care.
Oh, it's finished doing, they finished doing that one.
Ah.
When did they finish that? Monday, I think. He's got another blouse bin this afternoon, he's got another one to do.
Oh, well, that's not too bad. It keeps him from getting bored. Come
here. Yep.
Socks. Oh, I'm doing well. I've got one odd sock so far. Grim.
Started when we fixed
her. Oh, she threw work over there. So you passed it on.
Yeah, like his chuffing mind up.
Oh, I give up on him,
mate. Hey?
I give up on him. I give up on them all. I sent him to the doctors. He come in, his eyes right out here. And it's streaming with water. And he says he's been to hospital, they've took some water in it, washed it out. Must be mine that, what do you reckon? I can never tell because he pinches more. If it's a t-shirt, it's his. So it says. Anyway, it was streaming with water, so I told him to get down to the doctor's. He asked if that's why I saw Stephen's been back. He must have been while I was stood up there. And he's, what you called it? Went to the nurse, so I let him bank.
Jake is driving down with his eyes all like that.
Well, mine's got a visor and everything on it. One of them comes right down there. So, staring these off. That's what they're like when I fetch them in.
No, that's bad.
Not bad, is it?
No, they're not.
So, I just stare them off. What have you been doing all day? Oh, no.
No.
Not a thing. Not gobbing, no.
No.
Been having a bit lazy day.
Mm.
Bet you're getting fed up with that job, haven't you?
Yeah, I don't like it when they told me.
Oh, is
it? It was Ace Monday, because she put me on hygiene, because she had a couple of days all the time.
Yeah.
Tuesday, she started being a cocky little bitch. She's only fucking 19.
Yeah.
She started being a cocky little bitch. And she wears makeup, really plasters it on.
Oh, yeah.
And she started gobbing. I says, I'll go and take your fucking makeup off your tart. So she took me off hygiene. Stupid cow, she would
be. Is she a supervisor? A charge under?
Charge under.
A that age?
Do I give a fuck? No.
Oh, I bet you don't. I won't either.
I quite liked it where I was yesterday. Because who I rated.
Are you at Mucky End or Ullery?
In between.
Between? Well, that says a red lot, that does.
All I know, there's a Mucky End and an Ullery End.
Nah.
Right, it's a fag, Sarah. They're inside of you.
Quicker I can get these.
We're quite clean.
Oh, that's not bad.
I just needed a day's recuperation.
They'll say every time she's on day, she don't turn up.
Who's it?
I rang up.
Have you rung up already?
Yeah. Can't say it if you ring up.
What, you tell them?
Slept in.
Come on, my day. I ain't used that one. You're running out of fucking excuses now, going to write the book out.
You have to remember what you used. Your grandma's dead 4 times. Poor old grandma.
Not a bastard.
No.
Everybody is it. You're not on your own.
I'll tell you something. I'm getting fed up because every time I don't feel absolutely great and I go over there and say, will you stand in for me? I don't feel well. I don't want to. It was an arrangement we had. I wouldn't phone in because you have to wait 3 weeks for your wages if I phone in. So I says, I won't phone in, I'll let you know, and you could do it, and I'll pay you myself. I don't mind, you know, losing a day's pay. So I'll pay you myself. So, she says, yeah, fair enough. Then she won't have to wait 3 weeks, because it's only me that's losing, not her.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's been doing that on and off for quite a while now. So I thought, well, I don't have to wait 3 weeks for mine, so next time I don't feel great, I'm going to phone in and take a couple of days off. According to them, I have had 4 weeks off in 10 years. That's it. That's all I've had off. No, I'm lying. 4 weeks in 9 years.
Why is she making excuses not to do it?
Apparently they phoned her up or something and asked her if she'll go and stand in for other people. And she turned around and says, if I can't have this school, I'm not doing any. That's what she's been doing. So, they've not phoned her up for God knows how long. Irene's been doing it. Because Irene says, give me a ring. I says, no. I says, that's it. I says, I only made the arrangement once and it backfired. I says, so I'm not doing it no more. I says, when I'm not feeling well or slept in, I says, I'm in the full police station up and go from there, see what they say. Let them find somebody. I says, I'm not messing about no more. Do you know, everybody's had flu and God knows what, and I can't catch it.
I thought I had it again the other day. I felt bleeding awful.
I had that at Christmas, which made me bad all over Christmas, right? And everybody fad now. That's just marvellous, because I can have some time off. I can't do it. It's not fair. I'm not having that. That's cheating. They can have some time off. I can have some time off. That's fair. None of them stay them, so. Oh, I missed them. Are you up for them? This is where she was. Do it like that. It dries very quick. It just takes that chill off. Gets me coffee now.
Kathy, you've got alarmed all over the bleeding place. What are you up to?
I ain't done out. This one today and I got that one yesterday.
Milton.
That's the one she says she's dying.
Oh.
You do.
Have you seen this one?
No, but you're up front to cover.
No, she hasn't seen that one.
Where? Oh, I don't believe you.
Must be on back.
I've seen an ugly face somewhere, I don't know where.
It might be on that one you had upstairs.
Did you do your mum's car then?
Yeah.
What was wrong with it?
No. I was just checking it out for a test. testing it over for test. Are you dead?
Yeah.
No.
We try hard. I hear you going on holiday with your mum and dad.
What? Get rid of yourself.
Do you know something?
What?
I just wish you'd talk instead of just sitting there sometimes.
I'm reading.
He never talks when he reads.
What?
Talk to me. Do you know something?
Yeah.
I could slap you sometimes.
You do anyway.
Talk to me.
Yeah.
Why are you going on holiday and leaving Sarah behind?
It's Sarah's idea, that.
How come it's Sarah's idea?
She wants to be in peace and quiet.
So you've got to go?
Get rid of me tomorrow because she's going to work, she says.
If she gets up.
She got up this morning.
Oh, well, you said to go, didn't you?
But she says, I hate that place. I'm not going. She stayed in bed. I made her a cup of coffee, she went to sleep.
Hey, now for the past 3 mornings, I've got up out of bed, I've made you a cup of tea every morning and breakfast on a tray. Don't you come complaining to me?
Only because you beat me up.
Pardon?
Only because you beat me up.
What? His meal's brought your breakfast to you.
Yeah.
What
if I'd have been up, I'd have got it.
You'll do it when I'm on afters. It takes me half an hour to keep you out of bed.
Well.
Answer that one.
What's that in afters?
Sick.
Don't get him when he smokes too much.
You smoke too much, do you want a cig?
What?
I'll be kind to you.
Why are you picking on me?
I'm not picking on you, I'm just trying to get a conversation going here, like. But it's very hard when you just sit there and say nothing.
You're picking on me.
No, don't. Oops, leave that in.
You're always picking on me, always beating me up.
Oh, God. But you play the violin.
That's alright.
I'll go if you want.
I quite enjoy it.
You're a sadomasochist, you.
You know I love you, what order do you want?
I don't know. Breakfast in bed every day.
You got any more car jobs to do?
Not yet.
Stop yourself so many water pump. How old's your mum and dad?
Question.
You don't know neither.
They're in the 40s anyway, I think. That's what
well, we'll come to that conclusion, didn't we?
That's 47. It's about 43, 44.
Oh. I thought your mum were older than your dad.
No.
Your mum looks worn and knackered.
She always does.
I bet. You know what she does though? You'll tell her what she does when she works nights, next day, when she comes home in the morning.
Well, it just depends if it's market day. She goes to market, stays up till 2 or 3 in the afternoon, then goes to sleep for about 6 hours.
Time she got work?
Half 9 at night.
Bloody hell, that's a long day. day.
Well, it's going to be even worse because she's waking in dawn. She's moving to dawn or something.
Oh, how's she going to get there?
Got a car.
Can she drive?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she went on bus.
Well.
Is your dad drive?
Everyone at work.
Your car she's using then?
No, she's got her own.
Have you got a car and a pickup?
And a van.
And a van?
Yeah.
I'm glad you drank that.
Well, my dad's on about a girl with a pickup. Or somewhere else, I don't know. He hasn't made his mind up. My mum's on about getting rid of hers and getting a Volvo. Same as mine were. We're the same from what it's this one.
She don't want to be in, does she?
No, she don't like driving big cars.
Well, she want a Volvo, it's ginormous.
No, you can get smaller ones.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh.
My advisors are not to get any out like a Metro. Because they rob. Now there's someone up our street, he's got, I think he's got a beer edge and he's probably to bits.
Tommy's next door, a little red light keeps coming on him. A little red light. A little red light. As though he's got no oil. But he has.
That be his oil filter blocked up or something.
You're prone for that.
These
little red lights.
Mine is enough.
You've got a little red light.
Yeah, it keeps flicking around. And my dad's van has to pick up. Once you've been running for about half an hour, it's dead. You know, when you come to a junction, you come flicking on that.
Thought you were a mechanic.
I am.
Well, get rid of your little red light. Look. I'm doing it now.
Cost a lot of money.
What, to get rid of a little red light?
Yeah.
Pull it out.
I would do. I'd put a back foot wire at me. I say it's not on now.
My dad needs an oil pump on it. And won't pay out for that. Because it's a bit tight. There's mine. Needs a few bits and bobs because I can't get it up because I haven't got enough money. My mum's is alright. It's just my dad that keeps saying, oh, there's these noises. And all that. And I'll go in it and there's no noise. But it's
easy getting old.
I know. It's supposed to be going in here in it or something.
As soon as he starts talking about cars, yap. He don't stop. Don't worry, love, it's nice to hear you talk.
You're picking on me.
I'm not picking on you.
Picking up when you're done.
You carry on.
Nah, keep quiet now.
Well, you can keep quiet. You come to see me and sit there and say, oh. What have you been doing?
No.
May the Lord help me.
Oh dear. Where you been?
Oh.
You got a very interesting life you've got.
I know.
Cars home and dunno. Is that it? Full stop?
Just about.
Did you go pub?
Can't pub it.
Should save up and take Sarah on holiday.
I've got to get a job first.
Thought you got one. Sort of.
Sort of. I keep asking him, but he's not there yet.
Just telling Sarah Steve's written for another one, it's gone in.
Is it? It's a bit nearer than, isn't it?
Sugar. Sugar place. In the corner.
Sugar place.
bring out else for that, he wouldn't know what he's doing.
Stick out electrical in his hand and he's cracked it.
Or Michelle come round. Tracy's sister.
Yeah.
You've got an application for Optic Fibers.
Where is she?
It's in the house.
Oh. When did you ask her for that?
Did I ask her for it?
Yeah.
She come round this afternoon.
Is that for you or for me?
That's her.
Where's Optic Fibers?
Who else is... Oh, she's getting Bothell on and all.
She?
Yeah. Hottie Avril. She's gone in it.
I thought you said Bothell.
I did. We all call her Bothell.
Oh, where's Optic Fibers?
Shoreline Industrial Estate.
It's just behind our backs. Behind our backs.
Is it?
You have to walk for wood.
Oh, my God. You want to believe that I wrote Janice over night, right? And it was getting on late, and I says, and his cousin Lee and Paul were there. Oh, we'll walk you home, Sarah. So I went and says, come on, let's go through the woods. Well, anyway, it gets halfway through this field, I couldn't see a couple of yards in front of me.
When it was foggy?
They starts running off. Well, I cracked me, said me. I started running back towards the road, and they're going, Sarah, Sarah, come back. So I carried on walking, and they started going through this bleeding wood. Well, they had me climbing over three fence things. Well, like them metal... You know, like them metal fences that run through the wood? Climbing over them, I nearly cut myself in half.
That's park.
Oh, yeah, we walked past park, because he asked me if I wanted to go out swings. And it led up to his back gate. Well, you've never seen me put a sigh of relief on my face. I went...
Is it a longer or shorter?
It's shorter, but it's scarier.
It's scarier?
They're on about putting her out down back of the round back of the gardens.
I'll tell you something, if they put lights up down there, I reckon it'd make it even more scary, you know, I don't know why.
Eerie. Mm. I hate that wood. Just think, there could be dead bodies in there.
You know what it made me think of? That flipping evil dead. And they're going, oh look, there's a house over there. Oh no, don't!
I couldn't walk through a wood on a night time. No way.
We found a tramp in wood once.
Dead?
No, he was under these covers.
Were you
and,
really?
We walked up and we thought, hey, what's this? Lifted cover and there was this fella underneath. And we ran off. We were about 16, 17. And we kept chucking bricks at him. Piss off. So, you know, Daz, he chucked this bit of glass, it cut him somewhere over here. And, I don't know who it was, he set fire to his quilt. So he come running after us. He'd escaped from one of the prisons.
Hey?
He'd escaped from one of the prisons.
No wonder you were chucking bricks at him, I wouldn't have done at all.
We didn't know until we got out to the woods.
Did you think you were dead?
No.
When you first found him?
I don't know. He had this suitcase. He had to look through it. It stunk. He'd escaped from Leeds or something.
What did he do?
I don't know.
You've been arrested for a mass murderer. You wanted to sleep for years. You never got in that one again.
You were ain't funny though.
But he didn't think it was.
If you'd have known then what you knew after, you wouldn't have thought it was funny. You'd have not been chucking out. You'd have been off. Good, yeah.
We come out at woods and someone phoned police up or something. Police came and said he's escaped from Leeds.
Did they get it? It is as it's safer inside, there's no kids.
We're going to because I'm starving. Aren't you hungry?
A little bit.
A little bit, but you're starving really, aren't you?
Yeah.
He tells fibs and all.
Well, a little bit means a lot.
Tell me, darling, what have you really had to eat today while I've been away?
While you've been away, a chopped piece of raw carrot. That's about it.
Are you on a diet?
No. Usually wait for Sarah.
Sorry, I always wait for you if I have a meal as well. I'm ever so considerate.
Did I tell you Steve's car cracked out last week again?
Creek?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Points.
Points?
Yeah, he had to put new points in. Last night he had to put new plugs in. They were brand new before he crashed it, weren't they?
It's probably because it's been stood or something.
Could have been. They refused point blank to balance it and everything. He had to take it to another garage.
Did?
Did you send them the bill?
Yeah. No, I thought insurance up and told them what they'd said. Because I got Maggie to phone it. Well, Maggie, they said, they told Maggie that they were going to put a second hand wheel on and everything instead of a brand new one, so she told insurance about it. They went mad. They told us, well, we've got to take it to National Tyres. Took it there. £23.50 it cost us.
What's that for tracking?
Tracking and balancing it. None of it would have. They had to do with a lot. So they give us an invoice. We took it into insurance and they're going to write a check, deduct it off that thing and send us the check back. They should have done it.
Send your cheque back?
Yeah. That £23 had what we had to pay. They said we should
oh,
pay nothing.
You're going to pay
anything to do with the crash, we don't pay nothing for it. So everything that we've had to pay out, we invoice them.
Mm.
They deduct it and said, was it? And that's what we're going to do. Mm. It's very bad. Especially with the money back. Fund it.
Pulling the rail out once they get checked.
You are.
Could be pulling the rail out once.
It's their own fault. They should have made arrangements. We phoned up, asked them if we could take it in. That one on Tuesday we phoned up.
No way. So what? Will you take me now, will you?
I won't take you now, will you?
Wait, what?
I took you to Scotland, didn't I?
Yeah.
But well, last year. We're in 1992 now.
Well, I've got a bit of money saved up there.
Where you going?
Greed?
I found out, yeah. I worried about skiing, weren't we?
Yeah.
Skiing. Scarborough on it too.
Go camping.
Camping, will you? You've got to be joking.
A bed each. You can either have a double bed or you can have a double bed each.
We'll have a double bed each.
Yeah.
Tell me then.
What?
You said we're going to tell them.
I said, shall we tell you? I never said we were going to tell you.
No, leave them in suspense.
No, shall we?
No. Sorry.
So will I listen then? Well, you listen to this, Dave.
Two women, she jumps into the one.
What for?
No, I was just measuring this freaking
apple pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, figures.
That's his bollocks, John.
Pretty apple pie.
Jack's not writing letters. Upset his mate today.
What, that new one?
Yeah.
No?
No, not yet. Wash him first. Yeah, here,
put. You go like that then?
That's
good. Oh, I just wondered.
Do you want to wash him first?
I don't see that, but do you
see? Oh, I don't want to them.
Oh, do you wear them for noses or not?
Yeah. Ah, when did the word job were working? Do you want to borrow a spanner? He said, for just murder a sick. And he's amazing. Ah! Happened as well. Because I fucking run with me, single, by your own bastard. He says, I could murder her all up, she told you. Let's buy him.
We don't buy him for him.
John looked at me and I says, Mac! I says, we're up bloody debt, we are. Keep him pairing with flats and things. John just laughed. He says, you meant it, didn't you? I says, yes, I did. I am not supplying seats to him.
She says, why?
I said, don't get a bloody better, kick off.
If he can't afford to smoke, he should not smoke. If he can afford to smoke, he should buy it himself. Don't he?
Mm.
See, I even waited this time. When's that clever?
Yes. I thought, no, we can't, but I thought, the reason I got a big box, I thought, 2 weeks, attracted. I won't bother you.
Let me just go and get me,
Got the bleeding, teething little twat. He knows it's me snap for work. If there's none left, I won't call you out.
It's
not even Mrs. Polk.
Yeah.
He's got it.
Yeah.
It's alright, how much will it? £1.20.
I was supposed to take 20.
Oh, do you depends off him?
No, you want it off me. That's the old lady of it. Yes.
No.
That's the old lady.
Yeah, and Dickie.
Swap these for me. These were £1.05.
Woo! Oh, do you depends off him? No, no, how long?
5, 6, sorry.
I want 80 pence. How much will move?
30, I think.
That big one?
Oh, I don't know. 60, 70, I don't know.
But £1.20 off him.
Pretty cheap, the wages.
I don't care, but I want. It's me snap. That's what annoys me. It's all that.
And,
It might boil.
Oh, it's boiled. Sorry, my hands are ringing. Come, got eggs. Got Dave.
Eh?
Got Dave.
No, what she said?
No, he didn't know, because Sarah says not to tell him till we've done it.
Where's he been down?
He come to pick Sarah up.
Where's she been down?
She didn't go to work today.
The idle son.
Oh, I'll tell you later where she's not been. It's all right. I'll tell you in a bit. Yeah, told her all about it, so she did some for me, right? And she says to get Dave when he comes in. I says, yeah, but I'm supposed to tell people about it. She says, no, don't tell him. She says, you told me, just do it. She says, and then when we stop it, you can tell him. Well, they were killing his sides of laughing. They're talking about cars and holidays and his mum and dad and that. And I asked this to Sarah, shall I tell him? Do you want to play him?
All of these.
I thought you'd
have them before
now.
I thought I'd
have
gone for me bringing snap.
Don't fit.
What do you mean, don't fit? What's a weird plastic bag like?
Oh, I never think of putting them in there. Anyway, it takes more.
Eh?
More stuff to put in. What? Sorry.
Dirty son.
What about cheese and tomato?
Alright.
Looking for
a knife,
see?
Really?
Oh, no.
I've got a cutting knife in that shop. You tell me about the car?
About conking out?
Really?
Oh, no.
Why not? He's an active.
Because we're messing about.
What's he say when he cleared his cell?
He was killing his sides and laughing. Because our sister Sarah, go on, we'll let him listen to it, and we stopped it. Anyway, I says, I'll take it off if you want. He says, no, leave it. He says, you crafty pair of sods. He says, Sarah knew all about that, didn't she? I says, yeah. I says, she told me to do it. I says, and then we says, let you listen to it. He says, nah, leave it. He says, any case. He says, this thing you get. He says, now you've got my voice. He says, do I get some of it? I says, no, you don't.
No, I get the tape recorder.
You and that tape recorder.
I get the Walkman. I get the Walkman. I do.
You can't have it.
Why not?
Because it don't belong to us.
No, but if I say it on every tape, she might get the hint.
It don't belong to her.
Me?
No, does it, Eck? It belongs to that company, that...
All right. When company hear it, I might get the bleeding tape. Not that frigging hard up.
All you want that tape for is because it's got a microphone, isn't it? Yours ain't got a microphone.
Mine's as good.
I thought yours was saying me. Oh, that's got a radio
on it.
Got
a radio on,
yeah. Yeah. I'll buy you one. It depends where I can spend voucher. I'll buy you one with voucher. How's that?
So I'm not having that one then?
No, it's not yours. It's got to go back on Friday.
Yeah, how many bill?
This is five.
Back to what, 10?
20.
Chuck for no to pay it.
Well, if they say no, it's no, that's it. There's not a lot you can do about it.
Oh, I know that.
Once they say no, that's it. There's only, you know, people that come like coal man and that I never said no to. They were only ones. Apart from that. What? Are you hungry? What are you?
No, I'm just doing this giant sally to make things happy. Alright, you daft sod. Of course I'm bleeding hungry.
Well, your tea's nearly ready, that's why I asked it.
What mood are you in?
Me, alright. Been chopping, and I've treated to summer.
Whoa! Just started summer, you.
What have I done now?
460 miles on that tank of petrol.
That's sure.
What?
It was 500 and odd last time.
Well.
It was.
No, it weren't.
What? Where's the envelope? It says 520 something on it.
Yeah. 130 odd quid.
It weren't, because 30 odd quid don't go in.
It does when I've just been empty and fill it up.
I've got your petrol money for tomorrow anyway. Because you've got enough for today, tomorrow, haven't you?
I've got enough for tomorrow to get me there, get me home.
Yeah,
but
then straight to garage.
It's Thursday tomorrow.
Well,
I don't finish early, do I?
Well, I'll have to give you a fiver. Stick a fiver in. I'll give you pocket money and then you stick a fiver in. I said, then I'll give you it back.
Yeah. Right.
And then we'll fill up our Friday instead. You good?
Put these in, right? I'm coming back, don't worry. See Maggie's bin.
Why?
Why you tell it to empty my bloody ashtray? Oh.
Which ashtray? That's mine! I've been doing
Why
that.
Why are you emptying it, Joe?
No, I couldn't be bothered. I usually empty them, but I've been busy.
Posting the letter.
You're welcome. I'll do it again tomorrow for you.
Yeah.
I've got a letter to do and I keep forgetting to do it.
What's that?
It's just to that medical thing, so I don't want to. It's not what I thought. Not what I thought at all.
You thought to yourself?
No,
it's not.
I thought it was one of them, you know when you go in hospital and you're off work and that?
Yeah.
I thought it was one of them, what should we do? I thought it was one of them, but it's not. It's not.
Snot.
So how come you were working with Gaffer?
Because I wanted three hands. And I had two.
And you've been outside like today then?
Yeah, all outside.
All of you? Should be now.
Well, not all at all.
Accident at Top Road today.
That'll be it.
Yeah. A young lass. She got a scooter. A bit similar to mine. And she were coming home. Little Wannet Women from school. Actually, Wannet Women from school. She picked four kids up, and you know, right at end here, where it's like crisscross. Well, whether she never saw her indicating her out, but she pulled straight out to end, straight into her. Crushed her legs. Bike's perfect. Not wrong with bike. But lasses red bar. They had a motorcycle cop. One of them Range Rover thingies. An ambulance. And somebody went and fetched a man. A friend lives in Hatfield. And her that I were watching, that hit her, you never guess what she did. She must have left a statement, walked over to a car, and she checked the car before she checked the four kids. I'm watching her do it. Well, bloody hell, you check your kids first. Maggie only stopped about an hour this morning, she's not feeling well. She hadn't got rid of it. Bill told her to stop in bed this morning and he'd get her up when he'd come in at 2 o'clock this afternoon. She wouldn't.
Because she gets pissed off.
Well, she's coughing that bad, it's keeping him awake. And that's why he says to sleep. And then if she couldn't get to sleep, she could like sit up tonight so he could get some sleep instead.
Well,
fair enough, not stop in bed, but staying out like five
minutes. That little twat getting up in the middle of the night.
Have it.
I know that by clocking kitchen.
What?
It uses about 20 pence during night, not 40.
Oh. Oh, no.
I've heard the name before, but I don't know who he is, because I weren't watching it until we were upstairs when he's come. Hey, guess what?
What?
I got up that's my washing basket. And he can't spoil it.
Yeah. You reckon his bedroom?
Yeah, I went in and got it out. Got me torch and my pen.
You got them? Found it.
Mm-hmm.
Where were it?
Same place that you were too. Cadet uniform. Show them where I find it.